Tomorrow, the Wheels Roller Skating Rink in East Durham is reopening under city ownership. For decades, roller rinks have served as important gathering spaces, especially for Black communities in the Triangle and across the country. But many have closed over the years, even as skating's popularity rose during the COVID-19 pandemic. WUNC's Eli Chen reports.
Last April, Durham Parks and Recreation hosted a big skate party at Durham Central Park. On that warm Friday afternoon, dozens of skaters descended onto the pavilion, including Sharon Mitchell, who wore a colorful bucket hat and funky purple pants.
I love your whole outfit, by the way.
Thank you. I'm an old school skater.
Mitchell's in her late 50s and has been skating ever since she was 7. She was a regular at Wheels, which is just down the block from her house. After the facility closed in 2020, the city of Durham bought it and announced plans to build a swimming pool there. But many wanted the rink reopened.
You see all these kids that showed up?
Yeah.
They don't have anywhere to skate, so all these kids would be inside that skating rink.
In the Triangle, there is only one rink that skaters can go to, United Skates of America in Raleigh. United Skates is a commercial rink operator with about 20 locations across the country, and it will also be operating Wheels when it reopens. If you head to the Raleigh rink for one of their Thursday adult nights, you're likely to see skate instructor Eddie Watson, who started skating back in the 80s.
At that time when hip-hop was just emerging, you know, Run DMC, Houdini, mostly the New York rappers, that was the best music to skate to.
Watson says back then, he remembers the Triangle having 4 rinks. And he says rinks are important for Black communities, especially in giving young people a place to go and be themselves.
To get away from our parents, away from what they want us to do, and come and do what we wanted to do. And listen to the music, you know, for that period of time.
But much has changed since then. Billy Thompson owns Kate Skating Rinks in Gastonia and Indian Trail. He says that North Carolina used to have as many as 80 rinks back in the 1990s. Now there's just around 40.
It's sad because society, I think, has caused some of the changes in our industry.
Thompson says rinks closed for many reasons. The cost of building and operating a rink have gone up significantly. Changes in zoning and land use policies can also cause a rink to close to make room for a business that would bring more jobs and economic growth to an area. Also, many operators of family-owned rinks are aging.
When you get maybe an owner who's in their 60s or 70s and they don't have any children that want to take the business over, and the real estate mogul comes and says, hey, I'll give you X number of dollars for your property, because most people today can't afford to build a 30,000 square foot free span building on 4 acres in a metropolitan area.
But even as rinks have closed in North Carolina, public interest in skating surged during the pandemic. Social media skating reels became intensely popular, inspiring many adults who were tired of being cooped up inside. Thompson says the attendance at Kate's exceeded pre-pandemic levels.
Our whole industry saw this massive uptick, and I don't know anybody that was down during that time frame.
But for skaters who don't live close to a rink, finding flat surfaces to skate on takes some creativity, especially for jam skaters like Durham resident Megan Vaughn.
We do have a skate park, right, that's here in Durham, but it's a different type of skating. That's more of the park skating, and I'm more of a dance skater, jam skater, as it would be called. So we kind of started to create our own spaces.
Vaughn was also a regular at Wheels and is looking forward to rolling back in the rink. Over the last couple years, she supported skaters through her Instagram account, Bull City Skate Library, and has some words of encouragement for skaters who don't have a lot of rink experience.
Just observe how everyone is moving and be willing to jump out there as well. I know it can be a little intimidating, but it's very fun, and you will find that a lot of people are willing to help you.
Because wherever you find skaters, you're likely to find community. Eli Chen, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Oh, skate to-